This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 14th, 2016. Shoot in for questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Let's turn next to item 5 on our agenda, which will consider agenda document number 16-11-A. Which involves the proposed modifications to the program for requesting and consideration of legal questions by the commission, which is LRA 941. We have Margaret Foreman and Lorenzo Holloway from the Office of General Counsel to give a presentation. Good morning, Ms. Foreman, and when you're ready, please proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. The Office of Compliance and the Office of General Counsel recommend that the Commission approve a policy statement for publication in the Federal Register, which makes two modifications to the program for requesting consideration of legal questions by the Commission. These modifications arose from our annual review of this program, which requires an assessment of whether and to what extent the program has promoted efficiency and fairness in the Commission's report review and audit process. As part of this past year's assessment, we first proposed that the Commission clarify that a request for legal consideration must be submitted to the Commission Secretary. This would ensure that requests are timely processed. Second, we propose that the Commission include a brief, informal resolution process, which, in certain cases, could promote an efficient and fair resolution without the need for formal resolution. The informal resolution process would last no more than 5 days, and the Commission would be informed about the results of the informal process, including whether any legal requests have been resolved and whether there is a need to proceed to formal resolution. We are happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
I just want to clarify at the outset that the additional 5 business days isn't automatically tacked on. The way I understand your request is that if it becomes clear that this can't be resolved through informal means at the outset, then you'll notify the commission, and that the 5 days, that five-day informal resolution period won't be utilized.
It's up to 5 days, and we recognize that there are some situations that are more prone to informal resolution than others. So, yes, there could be situations certainly that would not go through that process.
Okay. Are there any further comments or questions? Commissioner Goodman.
I'd just like a clarification. In the memo to the commission on page 404, summarizing the changes to the policy, there are 3 bullets on page 4. I just want some clarification of the last bullet. It says we would insert at the end of the 4th paragraph in the procedure section, quote, informal resolution of a matter does not prevent the requester from seeking commission consideration in an additional or subsequent determination subject to the requirements of this program. Does that contemplate that even if I resolve the issue with you, I could still nonetheless ask for a formal declaration by the commission on the same issue? It was a little ambiguous to me. Or am I precluded then? Am I cut off from my right to get commission consideration once I resolve it with you informally? In other words, I might want to resolve it with you informally, but I might nonetheless want the commission to weigh in on the issue. I didn't understand. Is that what this is intended to do?
So, by analogy, advisory opinion requesters, those are sometimes resolved informally before it becomes a complete request. But we always tell the person in that situation, you're free. If this informal resolution, for whatever reason, ends up not working for you, you're always free to come back and ask for an advisory opinion. This addition would simply codify for this particular procedure that the fact that you got a resolution from OGC staff doesn't mean that you can't still go to the commission.
On the same question at a later date. In other words, I don't preclude myself from going to the commission.
Yeah, short answer, yes, you could. Yes, I mean, you're not waiving your right under the policy to get an answer from the commission by withdrawing it or agreeing that it's been temporarily informally resolved.
Thank you.
Are there any further comments or questions regarding this this proposal? If none, do we have a motion? Do you have? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Got it. Mr. Chairman, I move approval of Addendum Document 1611A, Draft A of Proposed Modifications to Program for Requesting Consideration of Legal Questions by the Commission.
Is there any discussion on the motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Thank you, Ms. Foreman and Mr. Holloway.
Thank you.